Time to say hello to Coach P today as we wrapped up basketball season last Friday night with the Hart boys. What's poppin', dude?
Good morning, sir.
What have you been up to since you had a couple days off from no basketball?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, summer basketball. When's that
start?
Yeah,
March 15th. So I've been getting ready for club ball, and then I've been going to playoff games and having a lot of conversations behind the scenes on different things in basketball and preparing for next year with both teams, scheduling, and we plan on hosting our first tournament here in Hart next year for high school, and so getting that situated and things like that all lined up. So it hopefully would be a little bit easier, smooth pace for us.
Well, last Friday night, a victory to end the season for the boys. Kind of tell us about that ball game.
Man, you know, this district was extremely tough. If you could find another district 1A in the state, top to bottom, that was this tough, I challenge you. There could have been some district with some good teams, but top to bottom, I thought it was tough. And last buddy, you know, gave us a lot of problems the first time we played. And this time, it started off the same way. We just kind of got to where we were able to kind of break their back a little bit, and we were able to just sprint out. And our theory here in this game was all gas, no brakes, man. We just wanted to go. There was nothing else. We didn't have the playoffs. We had nothing else going on. Use all your energy. Just run and don't stop. Just go. Kind of like the Coach Carter movie.
Well, seniors were that was their last game, so talk about some of the seniors.
Man, you know, it was fun, this group of seniors, and it was a very unique relationship because those seniors had my ex-wife. She was the boys' basketball coach a few years ago here, and so there was already that unique relationship. Thankfully, that me and my ex-wife are pretty close now and friends and whatnot, and so that whole relationship and dynamic just fed into it, and so you know, Hayden and Bubba and Ruben and Brian was just amazing to have them. And we already had a connection, so to speak, because my ex-wife. And so we would never be able to replace those boys. They were just amazing young men.
Any offers for Bubba to do anything after high school?
Yeah, he's got a little bit, and I think he's decided he's going to focus on welding school and getting off into the job market. You know, he's actually very – when you get Bubba to settle down and stop being goofy, he's very intellectual, very mature for his age, and I cannot wait to see what he does. I think he's going to do some amazing things in life.
Sounds good. Kind of recap all the players from the season on the girls and the boys squad, and we'll see how your summer league goes.
The boys, starting with the boys, I think it was a learning curve. Nothing against the coaching staff last year. They did a wonderful job. They obviously got them to the playoffs, but there's just certain things that I'm kind of old school, and we wanted to get to those things, and it took a little while. Our record didn't show it, but you know, I believe in pressure defense and being physical, and we're going to utilize the mid-range. You know, I don't mind shooting the three, but we're going to utilize the mid-range. We're going to attack the rim. And once we got that down and we got all our kids, because we had injuries, we had kids gone for other school events, we were tough out. I don't know. I think the happy game, first time we played them, was the only game that really just was a blowout from start to end. The Nazareth game, the second time, they beat us pretty good, but we were actually winning at halftime. So there wasn't a game in district except for that one that it was a blowout. I think the boys really gave people fits. The future's bright. The numbers won't be high next year, but the future's bright. We return our starting point guard in Caleb. Our heart or engine that motivates and runs this show, and Yaya will be back. We got two bigs will be back. We got two young guards who got a lot of playing time. So we're not – the cabinet will not be bare for those boys next year. And so we're going to amp it up a little bit and with a little bit more high-pressure stuff on defense and definitely get them down the floor. The girls just – man, I can't brag enough on these girls. And I know, again, people will look at some of the losses. We kind of fell off in the second half of district and we didn't get to the playoffs. And they would look at it and say, you know, this wasn't a success, but it was. We won 14 games this year, which they hadn't won that many games in a season in a couple years. Yes, we didn't make the playoffs, but we we could have went the easy route and scheduled some teams that weren't very good, and we didn't. We didn't run from competition. I think if you look at our non-conference or non-district schedule, more than 70% of those teams we played are either in the playoffs this year or were in the playoffs last year. And we returned nine out of 11. We have one of those nine that didn't play all year. She has an injury, and she's having a procedure done this morning. We expect her back healthy and ready to go next year. We returned four starters, a couple all-district players. It's going to be a bright, bright future for this group. And then I think, in my opinion, we have a great seventh and eighth grade group that's moving up. They'll be eighth and ninth grade. We have a fourth and fifth grade group that's already playing a little travel ball together here in Hart. So the future on the girls' side is extremely bright. If we could just ever get out of a district with Nazareth, it would make everything all right. But we're stuck with our counterparts up the road there. But Hart basketball, boys and girls, we're going to be somebody to be talked about. I'm not saying we're going to win district or something like that, but I think we'll be a factor moving forward with what we do. And then as far as me and club ball, I started the Wildcats 17 years ago. Your daughter was one of the first, and we still do what we do, and it's our club program is built for small-town kids to get an opportunity to go play basketball at a higher level and get training that want to be better. And that's just what we do. And we have kids from all over West Texas and Eastern New Mexico. Again, this year, I think we're somewhere around 50 girls. So we're excited. So that's what I do. 12 months out of the year, I'm in basketball some form and fashion.
Well, that sounds good, man. You enjoyed the win yesterday?
I did. We actually, sorry to dampen the mood. We had a family emergency, and so the wind wasn't much of a factor for me. I spent most of my day inside dealing with some things there, and so but I do pray for all the people that was affected with the wind damage and the fires out there. I know I was up in I can't think of it, Fort Elliott when they had the fires back that direction around Shamrock, McLean, and over in that area several years ago, and I know how devastating it was, and I pray for all the families out there today that had to deal with those fires from the wind yesterday.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. It was fun. We'll do it again probably 5 or 6 months from now.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.